What's good? What's good? What's good? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. What's going on, people? What's going on, man? How y'all been? How's everything going? You know what I'm saying? We're in the second week of June. Second week of June. You know, 6 months in the year, 6 months left till the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, how y'all feel about that? You know what I'm saying? We got a lot to talk about, man, because there's a lot going on in June. You know what I'm saying? Especially because it's my birthday month. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Gemini, man. You know what I'm saying? I just got back from my little vacation. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually on June 5th. You know what I'm saying? That's my birthday. So shout out to all my Geminis and Geminiettes, I guess. You know what I'm saying? We in the building, yo. You know what I'm saying? I had a great trip to the East Coast, down south. You know what I'm saying? It was gone for about a week. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it was beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? It was very beautiful. I mean, shit, my birthday came quick. You know what I'm saying, y'all ever feel like your birthday just, you know what I'm saying, not every year, but some years, like, damn, already? Like, sometimes you're not even prepared for your birthday. Like, the shit comes so quick, you're so focused and locked in on some other shit that this shit comes so quick. You ain't even had time to motherfucking plan nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what happened to me this year. Like, coming out to motherfucking pandemic. You know, we don't know what's going on. We all, you know, we all got shit to do. We all, you know, moving and grooving. We all doing our thing, trying to make shit happen and keep shit going. Or, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know, everybody's pretty much back on that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, my shit came so quick. Excuse me. One second. My shit came so quick that I didn't even realize my birthday was this. Like, I got hit with my son's birthday, my second oldest. Then 2 months later, my daughter. Then my mom the same month. And then me right around. And then my oldest son. Oh man, you know what I mean. So, but it's all good. I thank God. You know what I'm saying, that you know, we all live to see another year. We all made it through the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? We all, you know, we all survived it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a blessing. So, you know what I mean? I want to thank God. You know what I mean? I believe in God. Whatever you believe in, you know, just thank whoever you believe in that they were able to give you the strength and power to make it through, you know, this fucked up ass pandemic. So, it don't matter who you pray to, we all survived, we all made it. So, you know what I'm saying, it's all one love, you heard me? Yeah, man, fuck the bullshit, you heard? But yeah, man, my birthday came so quick. By the time I looked up, it's June motherfucking 5th. Like, damn. Okay, you know what I mean? But, you know, you got the graduations and it's just been crazy for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not just for me. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's been crazy for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got something going on. Everybody doing a thing, which they should be doing a thing. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a good thing that we all moving and grooving. You feel me? So, hey, man, shout out to everybody that's back on their 9 to 5, back on their grind, back on their hustle, back on their school, whatever the fuck it is, their 9 to 5, whatever it is that you do, you know what I'm saying? If you back at it full speed, you know what I'm saying, full throttle, you know what I'm saying, all gas, no brake, then hey, nigga, do your thing. Lady, do your thing, you heard me? It's all love, man. This is how we gonna do it over here, man. But yeah, man, so you know, I had a great vacation, which, like, this was like my first vacation, like, ever. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't party, I didn't, you know what I mean, with the wow wow, you know what I mean? So I didn't have to recover from this vacation, you know what I mean? So it was all good. I'm back, I just got back, I feel great, I'm ready to go, so it's all good, you know what I mean? But man, June, well, 2021 has been crazy, but June's been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Which I didn't even want to talk about the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to respect the man's situation. And not just being supporting and watching and really supporting. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, sometimes right is right. You just got to do what's right. You feel me? And the internet right now is popping with Kwame Brown. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm not saying the name wrong, brother, I apologize. You know, I'm African, so I know that's an African name also. You know what I mean? But we'll just say we pronounce stuff differently back home. So, you know, but no disrespect, brother. I'm going to call you Mr. Brown, if that's okay with you. Yeah, man. You know, I've been watching Mr. Brown for this whole month. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I never knew who the brother was. I'm not a big ball player like that. So if I see a ball player on TV today, if I see him tomorrow, I really wouldn't recognize him unless it's like Jordan or, you know, the top, you know, heavy ball players, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, brothers, you know, Mr. Bell be talking a lot lately. And not in a bad way, in a great way. Mr. Brown be talking so much to where he's talking a lot, nonstop. I mean, he's doing the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mr. Brown is going in. He's doing the most. And it's just beautiful. I fucking love it. Because he's speaking the truth. So he going in, he's like, fuck this shit. Don't nobody own me. I'm gonna speak my motherfucking mind. And it's so beautiful. I respect it. I love it. Pause. I'm 100% with Mr. Brown on this movement on this exposing everybody's shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck this shit, fuck the bullshit. I'm gonna expose all of y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't talk because people get paid. You feel me? So when you get paid, you can't say shit when you get fired. So, I mean, I have the utmost respect for Mr. Brown. He's, you know, tell you the truth, I've been feeling that way, and we all know what it is. We all feel the same way. We all see it. We all know what it is. We all hear shit, see shit, and sometimes we do shit too. You feel me? But it's all good though. But when you don't speak on it, that's where shit gets fucked up at. You feel me? If you see your brother, if you see your best friend out of pocket. You know what I mean? If you and your homeboy or your homegirl, you know what I'm saying, out somewhere in public, and you know they acting a fool, they out of pocket. Now they're embarrassing you. They're embarrassing the whole crew, the whole situation, the whole whatever it is. You know, sometimes you gotta pull that person to the side, respectfully. Feel me? As a grown person, as a grown man or a grown woman, you pull that person to the side. You don't blast them in public. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be a stand-up dude or stand-up lady, pull your friend to the side and let her know that she out of pocket and to correct herself. You know what I'm saying? So once you do that, now you know the type of people that you're fucking with. You know what I'm saying? If they do it once, you know, we're not perfect. We all deserve a second chance, period. But when a person does it again the same fucking way, now you know, like, okay, I can only fuck with you from a distance. Or I can only fuck with you on a special occasion, special event. You know what I'm saying? You know, on a specific thing. I can only fuck with you when we're in the studio. I can only fuck with you when, you know, when we're in the club. I can't bring you to my house. You're the type of nigga or the type of female or the type of bitch or the type of friend, whatever it is, that I can't bring you to my house. I mean, you still shit, but you a good person. So we're just gonna kick it outside. You feel me? And people, you know, people don't really want to act like that, and you know what I mean. But you know, look, man, I've been feeling that way forever. You know what I'm saying? And I've been on my shit. Like, seriously, I've been playing my part, and so have a lot of other people. You know what I'm saying? So Mr. Brown ain't the first and won't be the last to speak like this, feel like this, or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? He just happens to be one of the people that has a bigger platform to speak on it, that, and make people listen. Not make people listen, but he speaks and he has people listening to him, because what he's saying, it's 100% facts. And when it's the truth, you can't lie about the truth. You can't bend the truth. You can't do nothing. You can't twist the truth. The truth is the motherfucking truth. It is what the fuck it is. Now, how you take it, that's on you. You feel me? That's on you. But I'm gonna tell you the motherfucking truth. And please, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth about my goddamn self also. You heard me? So, but like I said, I first of all, I came across him because I'm already on that type of shit. So I already watch and learn different, you know, stuff on YouTube. So what he was talking about, I was already in that lane in the YouTube. So it just connected the two together. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how he popped up on my screen, because I was watching some other shit that really had something to do with what he was talking about, but with somebody else. You feel me? So and when I started listening, I'm like, man, you know what? This brother, the reason why it's interesting and more, and you know, it's, I don't want to say it's better coming from him, but it's more interesting coming from him because of his background in the NBA. So he has such a big platform that, you know, people are just so proud of a black man standing up and speaking the truth and not worried about the money, not worried about what friends gonna say or how people gonna feel. People are so proud that a black man is actually standing up to the machine and be like, man, look, man, it's some real shit. Fuck the machine. You know what I'm saying? Like, the machine sends other black men to destroy other black men. Nah, man, I'm not with that bullshit. I don't know about y'all. This ain't got nothing to do with Mr. Brown. This ain't got nothing to do with anybody. That's just how I feel. That's how I've been feeling since forever. You know, period. Like, I'm a Mr. Brown in my own lane. You feel me? On my own level. My own maturity. My own. So I don't know Mr. Brown, but I support him and I understand everything that he's saying because it's the truth. And I don't get down on no faulty shit, so I could sit there and listen to the whole thing and it will not affect me because I'm not like that. So I could hear the shit and support the shit. If I was a shitty ass motherfucker, and if I was the type of person that he's talking about, I would be having a hard time watching it. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm not gonna speak on who he's beefing with, or not even beef, but who, you know, who he's calling out or who he's exposing. I'm not gonna speak on that. You know, I'm just saying that I support Mr. Brown, and I know a lot of people also support Mr. Brown, a lot of men, a lot of women, and not just the black community. I know it's a lot of people from different, you know, race that also support Mr. Brown because he is saying the truth. It's not about no black and white thing or why not. You know what I mean? It's about, 1 second, please. Yeah, man. So, like I said, man, I'm just, you know, I just support the brother because that's how I feel, and that's how I've been feeling that way. if I didn't feel that way, if I never felt that way even before him, then, you know, whatever, hey, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I support the brother, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, he's kind of like the second black man, literally, that I came out and speaking all this shit, you know what I'm saying? I believe, you know what I mean, Cat Williams was like the first one to like, man, look, man, fuck what you heard, man. There's some bullshit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck what you heard. There's some bullshit going on. And, you know, motherfucker, man, see what happened to him. But when you bossed up, can't nobody say shit. Can't nobody do nothing. So Cat Williams being bossed up, I don't want to say being bossed up, but Cat Williams got to a point where he was bossed up to where, nigga, I'm a comedian, and I'm gonna say whatever the fuck I want to say, and how, you know, whatever strategy or I don't know, whatever he wanted to do, he did it. I don't want to say he had a strategy or he didn't, or he did what the fuck he wanted to do as a man, as a comedian. He did that, and that's what the fuck bosses do. I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. If I see it, if I have a vision for it, and I see it's whatever, it's, you know, I'm gonna do it. So, and that's what Mr. Brown did, you know what I mean? It's like, look, bam, 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 bam. Fuck the money. They can't take shit away from me. You know what I mean? Like, nobody pays me. I don't pay for nobody. I do my own thing. I'm a boss. So, my employees, I don't know if I'm saying, like, who's gonna do something? When you bossed up, who's gonna do something? That's what we need to be at. That's kind of like what he's trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what everybody, like, we're all on the same page when you think about it. But it's like, do we want to make that decision? You feel me? That's the hard part, is making the fucking decision. You know what I'm saying? How do you do that? I'm not how do you do it, but damn. I want to be like this, but shit, look at that big booty over there, or look at that, you know how it goes, vice versa, men and females, you feel me? So they put a lot of temptation out there to have us, you know what I'm saying, distracted and all of that, the liquor, the weed, the drugs, the females, the dudes, the party, the dudes pause though, you know what I mean? Vice versa, we do, the male do what they do, females do what they do. That's what I'm saying. So, and they keep us distracted like that. And sometimes we gotta catch ourselves and be like, wait, hold on, this ain't right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not right. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things we see. It's a lot of things we hear. A lot of things we do. That's not right. So we all have to work on ourselves and work with each other. You feel me? So it's like, just be a fucking human being, man. Don't be greedy. Don't be shady. You know what I mean? Which, you know, we're all humans, and sometimes we do things and not even realize it. You feel me? But this is just how I feel, though. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how the next person feels. You feel me? And I don't want to say I hope they feel like me. I just hope they feel like, just, you know, be a human being. That's it. Because me, I will hold a door for anybody, male or female, old, young, middle-aged, fat, skinny, blah, blah. Because that's the right thing to do. You know what I mean? You hold the door open, period. It's not going to hurt you. Or you say, excuse me. You know how many, lives could have been saved if people would have just said, well, a lot of male lives, some females, but a lot of male lives would be saved if people would just be like, oh man, excuse me. Oh, excuse me, bro, my bad. I didn't mean to bump on you like that. I didn't mean to step on your shoe like that. My bad, bro. And you keep it pushing. There is nothing wrong with that. Am I tripping or am I not tripping? I don't know. How y'all feel about that? Like, I'm not a tough guy, but I'm not a punk either. Yeah, I'm not. If it's going down, it's fucking going down to the end. Period. That's just how I roll. But before all that, if I bump into another man by accident, I'm gonna say excuse me first. Or he might say excuse me first, but I know I will for sure say excuse me if it was accidental. You feel me? Like, I would really say excuse me, and I would keep it pushing. I'm trying to get home. I might have a gun on me. He might have a gun on me. We both might not even make it home. We both might have kids. We both got families. So a simple excuse, oh my bad, bro, I didn't mean to do that, and keep it pushing. I mean, I think that's the most gangster shit nigga can do. Like, you know what I'm saying? You bump into a big, you know, the hardest nigga on the block. You bump into the nigga, bam. You turn around, be like, hey, my bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was an accident. And you keep it pushing. Bro, that does not make you a punk. You about to go back home to your babies. You going back home to your family. That's what real men do. Real men get back home to their families by any means necessary. As long as you didn't punk out that day, you didn't bitch out, did nobody take advantage of you, you know what I'm saying? Bro, make it home, man. Make it home. There's another day. Make it home. But niggas nowadays, man, you bumped into this nigga. Oh, it's over with. Man, it's fun. Bro, wait, hold on. Hey, nigga, what you mad about? You got on some nice clothes. You must have a good life. So what the fuck are you mad about? If you got money and your shoes got kind of, you know, your shoes got stepped on, then you go buy some new shoes. If you balling like that, you know what I'm saying? But niggas ain't balling like that. Because if you balling like that, nigga, you balling. You know what I'm saying? Your shit gonna get fucked up regardless, period. So nigga, go buy some new shit. You should have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 pairs in the trunk. If you that nigga. If you going on me. So if you mad about your shoes getting stepped on, you ready to kill a nigga, but you got some new shoes on, football or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you ain't got it. That's why you mad, because you gotta go and spend some more money that you ain't got. Nah, nigga, stop it. Be a man. Be a man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing but good blessings when you a stand-up dude. You know what I'm saying? And this is just how I feel. I don't know how y'all feel. You know what I'm saying? But y'all could hit me up on the email. You know what I'm saying? And let me know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? BabyKenTheGodfather@gmail.com. You heard me? And let me know how you feel, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is a man? You know what I'm saying? What's your definition of a man? Because there's a lot of different definitions of being a man and or being a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about doing adult fun shit. No. But there's a lot of different levels to it. Different levels, different stages, different everything. So, you know, as long as you working on yourself and want to be a better man, then that's all good. Take your time, bro. You don't have to rush. Take your time, lady. You don't have to rush. You know what I'm saying? Learn life. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm learning life. And I'm loving it. I'm learning from everybody. I'm learning from different religions, different race, from male and females. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning from everybody. Kids, adults, whatever. I'm, you know, because I don't know everything. So if someone that's younger than me knows something that I don't know, and I need that information, hey, little bro, what you got? Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you see that I don't see, so I can see. So, you know what I mean? Put me up on game. That's the thing. We gotta put each other up on game, and you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we gotta pull each other up in game, period. Because that's what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is, you know what I mean, linking up and every other race, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, they get together and create shit. We don't have to like each other, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying we don't have to be enemies or best friends, but we could be business partners through this, through that, through him, through her, through whatever. We could be business partners, build something. We ain't gotta be super best friends. That's the thing with black people, I think. I don't know, I'm saying that's what I see. A lot of, like, in order for a black person to do business with you, it's like they wanna be your best friend. They wanna be your no, bro, like, let's just do business. Like, I got a whole family. I got my own life. So let's invest in this real estate or in this property and let's keep it strictly business. But niggas wanna, like, once again, this is just how I feel. I don't know, but it's how I feel. This is what I see, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they wanna just kick it. Not just kick it, like, just because we're doing business, it's like, now we're family. We hanging out, we partying together, we doing, nah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to party with my business partner. I want to do business with my business partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to party with my friends. If that makes sense. Because that's where a lot of confusions and a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying, happens. And, you know, y'all get too close, then, you know, now your business slash best friend, your business partner slash best friend is sleeping with your wife or your husband. You feel me? Nah, bro. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be your friend. I mean, I don't want to be, yeah, I want to be a business partner. So I already have friends, real friends. I don't need no more friends. I'm too old for that. I'm too grown for that. I don't have time for that. I don't party every weekend. I don't party all the time. So it's like, you know, if I party, I want to party with the people I party with. And when I go to work, I want to work with people that I work with. I don't mix business with pleasure, business with friends. But no, my friends are my friends. Business is business. You hear me? So that's just how I feel, what I learned through my, you know, just being out here, you know what I mean, sucking up game. I mean, you know, just gotta do your thing, man. You feel me? So, but what Mr. Brown is talking about is pretty much what I'm talking about. It's pretty much what everybody talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much what we all need to be talking about. We all need to get together on different levels. We don't even have to get together yet right now, you know, but we all have to play a part. And eventually in the future, or eventually through whatever we're doing, we're all gonna link up somehow, some way. You feel me? Like, wherever I'm at, I'm gonna be here doing my part. You feel me? Playing my part. And wherever you at, you play your part. And believe you and me, somehow, some way, we're gonna connect. You feel me? Like, somehow, some way, I'm gonna connect with Mr. Brown. Somehow, some way, 5 years, 10 years, 20, I don't know. Someday I'm gonna connect with you. 5 years, 10 years, you gonna connect with me. We're gonna connect with folks in New York, with folks in fucking in the Caribbean, with folks in Africa, with folks in Europe, with folks in Asia. They were everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So don't get that twisted, man. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, you know, that's what I feel like Mr. Brown is trying to tell the world on his platform, because his platform is way bigger than mine. Way big pause. His platform is way, he has so many followers. You know what I mean? So many people that watch him and listen to him speak and appreciate the game that he's telling the young kids and everybody else, not just the young, the old too, the elders, you know, whatever. So it's like, we're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to tell Mr. Brown that I appreciate what you're doing. I'm pretty sure we all appreciate what he's doing, and keep doing what you're doing. We got your back, we support you. You know what I'm saying? And we all gonna play a part, and we're gonna do the damn thing, and we all gonna connect someday, man. And we're gonna make this thing bigger than we ever even thought it could be. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is yet, but you gotta start with being real to each other. That's the first thing I think we need to do. I don't wanna say I think we need to do. I'm just saying that's how I feel. I feel like once we start being real with each other and loving each other and respecting each other, we can start uplifting each other from there. You know what I'm saying? If I, you know, if I'm seeing my brother stunting on me, how we gonna connect? Because all you're doing is stunting. And I'm thinking like, man, we could do a business, but you're just stunting. So it's like, I can't support you if you. So it's like, we gotta love each other, support each other, stop stunting, stop trying to stunt on each other. You know what I mean? Nobody's better than anybody. You know what I'm saying? We all got different money. Nobody's money is better than anybody's money. So use your money wisely. Use your mind. Use your brain. Get with your people. Get with your business people, your family, your friends, and all that. And we could all create some. You know what I'm saying? We could all create some, and it's all gonna connect like motherfucking dominoes. You feel me? Come on, man. But I just wanted to speak on, you know, Mr. Brown real quick. Not even speak on it, just, you know, give him a shout out and say that, you know, all them other punks that's, you know, doing what the white people tell them to do, to shit on us, man, they gonna fall, trust me. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we, you know, hey, all real niggas gotta do is just sit back and watch the fake go down. We ain't gotta touch them. There's no need. If we touch these fake niggas, we're losing stripes. It's gonna make us look bad. Like, come on, man. Like, think about it. If a Mr. Brown and Stephen A. Smith get into a fight, man, come on. So we don't even need all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? So we don't need no violence. We don't need no nothing. We just gotta support each other. You know what I mean? Stick together and just watch the fake niggas fall. By the grace of God, but just on their own mistake, on their own jealousy, on their own greediness. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, this nigga Stephen A. Fox, like, bro, you really doing this off of some money? Bro, man, if you can't make money of your own, then you ain't shit. If you gotta do all this because somebody paying you, that's the only way you can make money, you ain't shit. But anyways, though, shout out to all my people. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's support each other. Let's uplift each other. You know what I'm saying? Let's motivate each other and shit. Let's get together and make something big happen. You feel me? But it will happen one day. And Mr. Brown, shout out to you. You're a real one. You're a respectable man. Pause. You down for the cause, man. We all see it, and we all support you, brother. And we're glad to have you on our team. Or we're glad that we're all part of the same team, should I say. And with that note, I'm gonna let y'all get back to what y'all do. I'm gonna get back to what I do. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm fresh off the plane. I just have to say that real quick. So y'all have a good one, yo. I'm your host, The Godfather. And this is how I feel. Thank you.